If you want to help support our channel, head over to Patreon and become a VIP member today. And we're happy to see Jeff is out of jail.
What's his bail? How much?
You don't want to know, man. This motherfucker owes me so much bail money right now. It ain't even crazy. Yeah.
Talking five figures?
Yeah. What do you think happened? Why do you think Spotify quit paying us, man? They were like, look, dude, we're tired of bailing Jeff out of jail, man. You keep doing too many draws on the account. And
yeah, they'll bail Joe Rogan out of anything, but they can't bail Jeff out.
They bailed Joe Rogan out of getting canceled. They can't get Jeff out of a fucking DUI. Well, come on.
They said Neil Young. Yeah, okay, take your music off the platform. Fuck you. We're keeping Joe Rogan. No, who the fuck's Neil Young? Who gives a shit?
It's so look, bad, man, that his audio got pulled on the stream.
I know, right? Listen, man. If Joe Rogan can say the shit he said and get away with it, I don't know why a little suspicion of murder charge is enough to, like, not bail Jeff out of jail, folks. I mean, something as petty. A victimless crime, really, when you know.
It's all petty.
When you know everybody involved, you find out it's really a victimless crime. Police said best leave it unsolved, really. And
yeah, this is going to the cold case file. We'll see you on TV in 20 years.
Oh, man. Does Jeff even have audio?
I think his audio.
Oh, his audio's fucked. Ah, you ain't talking
shit. It happened to him. Remember when I first joined our, like, you know, the screens and stuff like that, and my audio wasn't working?
Oh, yeah.
We made a joke. We should just do the whole episode.
We'll do the whole episode, with Jeff just holding up signs and shit. All right. Well, let's give him a chance to fix it real quick. All right, welcome to Shotcast Saturday, everybody. We are here, and I don't know, has Jeff got audio yet?
Not hearing
nothing.
Doesn't
seem like it.
Talk, Jeff.
Nope.
Oh. No, we got no sound from Jeff.
Oh, shit. We got him out of jail. We couldn't get the audio to come with him out of jail.
I know, right?
He's back on the run, guys.
Yeah, oh, dang it.
No, his lawyer has told him he's not allowed to speak during this episode until... yeah, till we can make the witnesses disappear.
Oh, is Elrond after him again?
Oh, you know about that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on. And there's Jeff. I gave you a big epic buildup. Let's see if it worked. Nope.
Not
sure fucking did.
Goddamn, son.
Goddamn, kid. What the fuck going on? Well, we are having some technical difficulties with Jeff. And you know what? I'm going to roll with it. We're going to pretend we're not. We're just going to pretend.
This is a Guns N' Roses show.
I know, right? We're just going to pretend that we can hear Jeff. And we'll just move along, and you guys will just have to use a little imagination if you're listening to the audio version.
Let's get into a Shotcast song for this Saturday. Back to some Walking Papers. I'll stick around.
That's right. Hopefully you'll stick around.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, we finally got it.
Right, the song started.
Yeah.
All just
right.
On time.
Better?
Yes. Yep. Now we can hear you.
Sorry about that.
This is appropriate because we listened to a little blues in the last show with the Kenny Wade Shepherd song.
Yeah, we're getting like smooth jazz in here as well. She was standing on the wrong corner
with things to the jump for the wars. Duff pulled around and said, Say that!
That's your color. Get your ass over there now and make me a sandwich.
I didn't expect to see you here. It's not what you think. I was just getting a hooker.
Listen, we gotta spice up the relationship. Yeah. I'm just trying to bring up our sex life to them.
You know, me and my girlfriend, probably she'd be mad if I told this on the air, but I'm gonna tell it anyway. We were making a joke about sexual fantasies, and I talked about dressing her up like a hooker and then leaving her on the street corner and kicking the block and coming and picking her up. And I said, and then we both agreed, being our luck, while I was on my way there, the cops would stop and then pull us over and think I'm picking up a hooker for real. And they would never believe our story.
Oh my god. That is fucking too funny.
Oh, that's great. He was driving by so slow. He might as well be going in reverse. She was looking for a free ride. He was looking for a hole to fill. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So he said, Susan! Oh, man. How is this even a Duff song? Like, if he's not singing, could we not disqualify this song based on Duff not singing in it?
Well, you technically play it, so.
Well, I mean, he's in Guns N' Roses.
The idea that they have a keyboard player and a bass player, but the keyboard's taking the lead is just...
Well, it makes sense, though, because, like, blues is... heavily piano influenced, so
and guitar at times
and jazz.
But all right, fair enough. It doesn't seem fitting for a Duff band.
Yeah, well,
maybe that's why he wanted kind of a different, you know, band to play with. I guess I get it.
One thing I've learned: Duff bands go one of two ways. All right, it's either the living or it's loaded. And well, his solo crap that. Thank God we're done with Tenderness. If I never have to listen to that fucking album again, it'll be too soon.
Did anybody pre-order the Tenderness LA show?
No.
No. Duff, you're like 4 years late on releasing that, man. You should have released it during COVID.
That's what you get for hiring Team Brazil.
No, they're not doing that stuff at all. No way. Guarantee you they're two separate entities.
Oh, yeah, because Duff's actually got a brain in his head.
Right. A big one.
So that's why he's kept Susan friend. Around. She's a keeper.
Yeah, she handles all the money. She does anything nothing. I'm gonna tell you guys about Susan. She does have a very important role in the household. Anything that involves math, I just let Susan do it.
She's writing business columns about stock options and shit.
Yeah, anything involves mass, she just does it. I'm more of a, I like to eat Gushers and drink a Pre-Sun.
Have you ever overpopped a Pre-Sun where you like put the straw in, but it comes out the other side, and you're like, fuck.
Oh man, I hate when that happens.
That sucks.
What I like to do is blow into them and fill it up with air and then like let it shoot into my mouth so I don't have to put the effort into drinking it.
Yep.
It's been a minute since I've had a Capri Suns.
This week,
actually. Not long, maybe. I don't think how long. Maybe a couple years.
She used to have friends in high places. Garth Brooks.
This is making me think of that
one
song.
Garth.
Remember when we listened to the one song that was like a storytelling song that had the same kind of sound to it?
What song was that? From the same band. I think it was like Two Letters in an Envelope or Red Envelope, was it? Or Two Tickets in a Room, I think. One of those.
I think it might have been Two Tickets in a Room.
This song sounds like, you know, that slow motion walk in every gangster movie.
Yeah.
Or it could have been
inner monologue.
I don't know. It could have been either My Luck Pushed Back or Capital T.
I don't think it was any of those.
I'm not hating this though. I'm actually kind of digging it. Let's listen a little more.
It's kind of vibe.
Hear a little bit of the music vocals, even though it's not tough.
Yeah.
So, and this cannot be used as a TV show theme.
No. Actually, it can. It would be
like Red Shoe Diaries.
Kind of Sopranos-esque a little bit.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
it
would
like
be
the
slower-paced version.
Yeah, have you ever heard the real the whole version of that the theme song to The Sopranos? Woke up this morning by Alabama 3, I think it is.
Yeah, it's got the more.
Yeah, I recommend. I think it's Alabama 3, maybe Alabama 5. It's definitely Alabama and a number. But it's called
Alabama 182.
Alabama 182. Yeah. When you woke up this morning, everything was gone by 10:30. I said you woke up this morning and you got yourself a gun.
Alabama 3.
The girl at the rock show, not my wife.
Yeah, Alabama 3. Born under a bad sign with a blue moon in your eye.
But they're from Great Britain. Weird.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I wouldn't have pegged them. What genre is that?
It's from England.
What genre is that, would you call the Sopranos theme?
Spoken word, maybe? I don't know.
Spoken word? It's not really spoken.
Four people in the band.
I don't know. It is kind of spoken.
They're a British musical group from Brixton.
It's got that.
It was Britain. I thought they would have went like Jersey-esque.
Right?
It's kind of got that slam poetry sound to it, in a way, because the guy sounds like he smokes way too much. It's like, when you woke up this morning, the world turned upside down, and things ain't been the same. You know what I mean? It's very experimental. It's a lot more experimental than you think it is.
The band is now known as A3 because a country music band, Alabama, threatened legalism.
Huh. Well, makes sense. She says, I'll stick around to something better. Comes along, yeah, I don't know. Are you sure this is not about Susan?
Just everything's about Susan. Everybody, everything's about her.
I'll do your taxes for now. I'll cook your dino nuggies in the microwave like you like.
I mean, with all respect to her, though, man, she is a keeper. Like, she is a gorgeous woman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I'm going to tell you something I've learned, though.
Very, very lucky man.
And this applies to every extremely beautiful woman you've ever seen. There's some guy somewhere that is so sick of her shit. Just remember that. When you see that beautiful woman walking through by the beach, she's all alone and you're thinking about it. You know what I mean?
Well,
just remember, there's a guy that's so sick of her shit.
I call it the three bigs. If you see a very unattractive guy walking around with a really, really hot girl, it's the measures of three. Big dick, big bank account, or big brother.
Ah, there you go. that's typically the way of it.
It's like that video you shared to me about like the math of like dating or whatever. You shared it to me, Jeff.
Oh, the hot crazy matrix.
Oh yeah, the hot crazy matrix, dude. I have an ex girlfriend named Tiffany, and when he said anybody named Tiffany, I went. I immediately sent that video to Tiffany.
The hot crazy matrix is cool.
This is where you got
it's
your strippers.
It's spot on. And then the women, God bless them all, you know, we love you women. Don't get me wrong when I say this, but there was a girl who got all like flustered and was like, well, I'm going to make one about a guy.
And it's never.
It didn't really
good.
Pan out. It didn't pan out. Yeah. Like, the hot crazy matrix for women has like 57 million views on YouTube and like hers has like 3,600.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Well, it's because she found herself on that matrix and she's mad about it.
And she's mad she wasn't the unicorn.
Yeah, 100%. Because they don't exist. And where he said, you better be careful because that's a dude. probably. No. I don't know. My girlfriend's pretty cool. I guess I better be careful.
Careful on what you say.
No, she might be a dude.
Not crazy matrix, I'm going to say, is probably 99.8% accurate.
In my experience, it's pretty accurate. But you also got to factor in something he don't talk about. How much you're willing to put up with. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But a good hang goes a long way.
Now let's put this in perspective. What if Susan is as hot as she is, but she was just literally mental? She was like, she's like Britney Spears level mental, and was public about it. Would we all be like writing a love letter to Duff, like, oh man, you got to leave this crazy behind?
He wouldn't. He'd never get him anyway. Fernando would intercept him. He probably intercepts all the fan mail.
Oh gosh. But yeah, Duff. Congratulations. And you know what? He made it out, man. He's got like two kids who made it out of high school without ODing or ended up on the pole after school. You know, he did great. He did great as a dad, dude. I'm not trying to make a joke of it. He did great. A lot of rock stars' kids end up like fucking out loud, fucking, you know, bailing
That's
out,
true.
You know, because they're all Rick Bratz and stuff. But
yeah, we got to get on with the song, dude.
He's got a shit going on, dude. Good for
him. I'm ready to go. Let's get this song out of the way.
Fair enough.
See, if you told me this was Slash, I probably would believe you. It's not like dead on Slash, but it's similar to what he would play.
It's a little,
like,
twangy. A little twangy.
Fair enough. Sounds like a lot of his modern day
has,
work.
It has kind of like a Mark Knopfler thing going on, if you know who he is.
Yeah.
Guy from Dire Straits.
Mm-hmm. I just don't really associate blues with Duff. I associate that more with Slash and even like Izzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, man, maybe he just wanted to have a new direction, try something new. More power to him for doing it.
Yeah.
Right on.
And now if you put out like an album of all wedding songs, then, you know. I'm just trying to think, like, with him doing this, is there a venue he hasn't gone down here? I mean, he did country with tenderness.
I don't know.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is like electronic dance music.
Give it
time. I saw Perry Farrell spin in Atlanta once, but it wasn't good. He put it.
Dude, you're talking. You're like stepping all over this right now.
I can still hear it.
We were actually going to try to listen to a little bit of the song, and then as I was playing it, Jeff just keeps changing the fucking subject. What has any of that got to do with this fucking song, Jeff?
I'm just saying that there's people that like to branch out and do different things.
Like, by now, I'm pretty sure we've got the gist of this, because it don't sound like it's going to change anytime soon, but goddamn, boy.
We're almost there, Dustin.
We're almost there to the end. Jeff's like, oh, I went to Disney World one time. And I'm like, God damn, dude, what any of this shit got to do with the fucking song we're listening to? I think this would be better live, though.
Probably.
Something better. What's funny is this is exactly how Caputo's contract with Guns N' Radio is worded when he presented it to it. When his lawyers got it back to me, that's exactly what it said in the contract.
I can neither confirm nor deny this.
I Stick Around by Walking Papers. That's in the rear view. Well, I know one thing's for sure. We're all fucking on pins and needles to hear Jeff's fucking review of this song right now.
Or he's going to talk about that one time he saw some guy in Ibiza DJ.
So, Jeff, what'd you think of the song?
Just one time at band camp?
I was at Piggly Wiggly the other day.
I heard this song played at a Chili's.
And I was just like, what the fuck is going on here?
He literally talks about anything but the fucking song.
What is this, a family establishment? Stop playing the song.
Hey, listen, guys, I know we're in the middle of a song that we're reviewing, but did anybody see Tucker Carlson last night?
Yeah. Yeah, I dropped acid at Lollapalooza.
I was watching Svengoolie on MeTV the other day, and I was trying to get a crank out to Vampira before Svengoolie came back on screen and ruined it, and I didn't get done in time.
Did you see that Reds game today? My face hurts.
Two and a half is what I give it.
Two and a half. There you go. Two and a half from Jeff. Oh, man. I'm in a similar boat as Jeff. I'm going to give it a 2.5 also. I mean, I probably will never visit this again. And to be honest with you, man, I had way more fun fucking with Jeff than I did listening to the song. So make that 2. Scratch that half. It gets a 2. Okay. I was able to entertain myself in spite of it. So who wants to go next?
I'll take the reins on this one then. It's interesting. Oh, it's different. I mean, then again, we haven't listened to Walking Papers in a while, so it's like all over the place. But I would say it's 2. It's a decent listen. It's probably something good to have on in the background while you're holding your like adult dinner party or something. You want to make it seem like you like know like good music or something. But
then why would you play literally anything else?
I don't know. You want to play some whistle of a piano? Sounds busy.
I've never said to myself, I'm having dinner guests tonight, and I want to show that I listen to good music. I will put on Walking
Papers. Or have, like, you know, appropriate music to play while having dinner or something. I don't know.
Like, it'd be nice noise. To That's have it. A blowjob. That's appropriate.
Well, depends what kind of dinner. I think that's one where they follow with an orgy or something. I haven't been to those in a while.
It's been a little while. I've been to those. Been a couple months.
Yeah, 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. Bailey, you're up next. What do you think?
Okay, now my face doesn't hurt anymore. yes. It's definitely a song where you could tell Duff's trying to branch out with Walking Papers. Like, it's very bluesy, and you don't really expect that, you know, because his background's more either punk rock or hard rock or ballady rock. But this song's not bad. I mean, I probably won't go back and listen to it, but I mean, you know, it's ballady, bluesy, but it's okay. I gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
2.5 out of 5. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, tell us what you thought on Discord. If you're listening to the audio version, leave your comments below if you're watching on YouTube. And that's enough show. Good night, everybody.